Charter. Good morning, members. And we have a fairly short agenda, and we have members who want to testify and then need to go on to another committee. So I'm going to move pretty quickly here. And I will start by opening a public hearing and work session on House Concurrent Resolution 103. And I see that Representative Yeltsin is in the audience, so if you'd like to come forward. And we have amendments to HCR 103. So, Marjorie, are you suggesting that we want to start with a motion, or can we just start with testimony?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I just wanted to bring your attention that you have the dash one amendment in your packet, which replaces the resolution with more detailed bullet points related to Scott Zimbrick.
Great. Okay, good morning. Thanks for joining us. I know you had a late night last night.
Well, great. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. It's always fun to be up late talking about reconnection to the federal tax code, inheritance tax, and what a tree is. So, good morning. Thank you very much for hearing House Concurrent Resolution 103, which would honor Scott Zimbrick, who was a friend of mine and of many in the city of Corvallis. Scott suddenly passed away quite unexpectedly last December. He had, on the weekend, thought that he had the flu and was diagnosed a couple of days later with leukemia and then died on Thursday. So it was a very sudden thing. Scott was the type of person that was involved in everything. You know, one of his eulogists said one of the things that Scott loved more than anything was meetings. So he would have fit in very well here. And in fact, he was working, you know, right up through when he was ill. And it was really a blow to the community because he was so deeply involved in so many things. In the course of the 16 years that he lived in the city of Corvallis, he served on over 20 boards and commissions, not counting government boards and commissions. He served on the Corvallis City Council. He was the vice president of the Corvallis City Council, and he served on their Legislative Policy Committee. Actually, Scott came to visit with many of us last legislative session as he was a banker and an active member of the Oregon Bankers Association. I think that Scott's greatest passions were making sure that everyone had access to a quality education. He particularly advocated for the importance of our community college system. He felt that Lynn Benton Community College really gave him the foundation that he needed to be successful, and he devoted enormous amounts of his time and energy and resources to affordable housing. He felt very strongly that the people that worked in Corvallis should be able to live in Corvallis. And so he served on the board of directors of Corvallis Neighborhood Housing Services and was instrumental in creating several innovative affordable housing projects for the city of Corvallis. Several years ago, Scott was named the Corvallis First Citizen, an award for which he was most deserving. And in his acceptance remarks, he talked about his kids. He had two kids at home, Lindsay and Billy are teenagers. They're in high school right now. And indicated that when you serve on that many boards and committees, as you all know, you often miss dinner or you often leave before dinner is over. And he said his kids would often ask, where are you going tonight? And he would say, I don't remember, but it's all for a good cause. Scott certainly spent his life living for a good cause. His family certainly sacrificed to share him with all of us and with my community, and I think that's why he is most deserving of having the legislature recognizing his work, his life, and the sacrifice of his family and sharing him with all of us. So I do hope that you will adopt HCR 103. I apologize for the amendments. As you know, the process here has been quick, and I worked on those with the family and some of Scott's colleagues so it could be more personalized to his life. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Representative Yeltsin. He sounds like a remarkable person whose life was not long enough, but caring for one. So thank you for bringing this to us, and I would assume that you would be willing to carry this on the floor?
I would be honored to carry this on the floor. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So, we don't have anyone else signed up to testify? Oh, is there? Oh, I'm sorry. Please come forward.
Good morning.
We had taken the sign-up sheet up before you got in the room, so if you could tell us your name and spell it, we'll put it on the record here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Charlie Tomlinson. I'm the mayor of Corvallis. Scott would have left earlier. I appreciate Representative Yeltsin for introducing this piece of legislation. Our community appreciates that, and we would hope that the committee would pass it to the floor. Scott was a remarkable city councilor, and he had a broad range of interests, from housing to medical care to economic vitality. He served as a council liaison to our local COG, which you know is involved with veterans and disabled and senior services. So we miss him, but this is what happens sometimes. So we appreciate the consideration for this bill.
Thank you very much, Mayor Tomlinson. Thank you for being here this morning. And I understand you might want to testify on another one of the
measures
that we have.
Great. I think if it's for Doug.
So actually, you could probably just stay where you are for a moment, and we'll do our business, and then we'll open a hearing on the next.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair, and again, members of the committee.
I'm not asking you to testify yet. If you could just sit there and take some action, and then we'll ask you. Okay. Great. So, members, we are in a work session on HCR 103. We need a motion first, I believe, to move the amendment. Yes, Mr. Beckley.
Madam Chair, I move Health Control Resolution 103-1 to adopt the amendment, the dash one amendment to House CR 103.
Representative Buckley has moved the amendment to House Concurrent Resolution 103. Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. And Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move House CR 103 as amended to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Representative Buckley moves House Concurrent Resolution 103 as amended to the floor with a do adopt recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, the motion carries. Representative Gelster, you would be willing to carry this, obviously, and we would be thrilled to have you do so. Thank you very much, and we'll let you go to your next committee. I will close the public hearing and work session on HCR 103 and open a public hearing and work session on HCR 104. And I see Representative Olson coming forward. Good morning. Good morning, Representative. You too had a late night last night.
Well, so
glad you could join us.
Without chocolate, too, might have. Oh, no, I take that back. Anyways, that's an inside joke.
I'm laughing.
Morning, Madam Chair, committee members. And Marjorie, thank you very much for helping put this together. I do greatly appreciate that. This is a great opportunity for me this morning, but to move this forward with HCR 104 for Doug Killian Memorial. I just want to paint a little bit of a picture of how I first met Doug. First time I ever met him was when he was vice principal over at South Albany High School. I didn't know him, but I thought he was pretty strict because my middle daughter was going over there and everything. I'm sitting back and I'm thinking, wow, this guy's hardcore. I like him. But besides that, where I really started to get to know him was back in 99. I had returned back to the Albany Patrol Office as the station commander there, and the state police at that time was developing, if you kind of remember, the gap analysis, that take a look at where we could fill gaps and how many troopers we really needed statewide to do all that. So this has been an ongoing thing for me for years. I was able to present that to the local public safety coordinating council in Lynn County, as well as to the city council members, because they were very interested in Albany to hear that. And Doug was there, and that's where I really first started to kind of get to know him, was when he was with on the city council. But right away, the eye contact is what I remember from him. That he was there, he understood what the problem was, he understood how to resolve this, and from that point on he really started championing and helping my cause, and that it caused kind of an extension of a hand to lean out toward me and say, I'm there, I want to help, you know, I'm offering that to you. And that's the type of person he was. Now the other picture I want to paint for you is over in Corvallis on the Benton County side, because it was also responsible for that area too. The Lip Sync, or the Local Public Safety Coordinating Council over there, as Charlie knows, is the WCJC, Willamette Criminal Justice Council. It is really made up of a great group of people, but Doug had elevated into being the chair of that committee over there and did an outstanding job. Now, I share that because of the leadership ability that he had, and that's one thing that, and it wasn't just in Lynn County, it extended over into Benton County. And it's really a good thing, Madam Chair, that Chair Tomei is not here, because I think Representative Escobar would probably be doing push-ups right now. This isn't human services.
Well,
so.
If he makes it worth our while, we won't tell her.
Busted.
And then, so, you know, we continued our relationship. Then he was elected to be mayor last year, and he did an outstanding job. We began to have breakfast on a regular basis during session, and I do that with all the mayors in my area down there, but it was good to watch him and to see what's going on. And this mayor as well, Charlie Tomlin from Corvallis, has been as part of that meeting too. But the leadership, the integrity that he brings, it did not just impact the Albany area, the Lynn or Benton County areas, it was a statewide issue. You can read a lot of the stuff right there that I have before you, and there's no need for me to expand, but I wanted to paint those pictures for you of what this man was, and for us to move forward with this and recognizing him and his family, this is an outstanding measure for us. And so I would, you know, request that you move this forward.
Thank you very much, Representative Wilson. I'm actually very struck by the choice of words that people used at the memorial service, and especially the word syntax. I bet the word syntax doesn't show up. In this building, syntax has quite a different meaning.
Oh, yes.
He was obviously somebody who loved words and the English language. So, well, thank you for bringing this to us, and would you be willing to carry this on the floor?
Absolutely. I think you want to share.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. And Mayor Tomlinson.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, Doug and I were elected in November of 06, and we started our relationship then, as short as it was, with a meeting with Dr. Rita Cavan at Lynn Benton Community College. And Rita was setting out to tell the two new mayors about her science building that we needed to understand and support. And Doug and I found a way to go across that river, which hadn't been happening, frankly, in the past so well. And we had a discussions about transportation, economic vitality, affordable housing from a regional perspective. And I was looking forward to that continuing conversation, because we will be a lot stronger, Albany and Corvallis, if we work together from a regional perspective in the Mid-Willamette Valley. We miss Doug. Representative Olson is being kind. I invited myself to his mayor meetings because I wanted to be a part of what was happening on a regional basis. And we appreciate the House considering this and ask that the committee move it forward to the House floor. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Any questions for these witnesses? Okay, thank you both for being here.
Off the record, he threatened me.
How can you threat a police officer?
Off the record.
That discussion could go to another committee,
record,
I guess.
Judiciary.
Members, we are in a work session.
Madam Chair.
Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move House Concurrent Resolution 104 to the floor with a due adopt recommendation.
Representative Buckley has moved HCR 104 to the floor with a due adopt recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. And we will ask Representative Olson to carry this measure.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Escobar.
I think what is coming to light here is we have over 1,500 volunteers to serve for municipalities on boards that are unpaid volunteers in this state. They're on city councils, they're on planning commissions, they're on, you know, a litany of types of volunteer services, and the thousands and thousands of hours that these people give to make their community better is commendable. These are two fine examples of leaders within that volunteer group, and, you know, it takes a lot for this mayor to be a mayor. It takes a lot for a counselor to be a counselor, because you do it for the betterment of the community. You don't do it for anything other than satisfaction of helping your community and making it better. And these people are very, very special, and we're lucky to have those types of people in Oregon.
Yes, excellent comments. Thank you very much, Representative Esquivel. And I will close the public hearing and work session on HCR 104. And I'll open a public hearing and work session on House Concurrent Resolution 102.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'd like to call your attention to the fact that you have a Dash 1 amendment in your packet, and that that amendment deletes the expression of sympathy to the family. However, it expresses gratitude for Mr. Swetland's service and contributions to Oregon.
Thank you for that clarification. And I see Representative Holtby's staff in the room. Would you like to come forward and tell us about this person?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Ree Armitage. I'm the legislative assistant for Representative Paul Holtby, and I'm here speaking in place of him today. He has a prior committee commitment, but Representative Holtby brought forth this measure to honor the life and the contribution and the service of Mr. Lyle Swetland. He was had a remarkable list of many commissions and boards he served on, including the LCC board, Sacred Heart, the Register Guard Credit Union, and Boys and Girls Club, United Way. He did. He also was a member of the Printers Union for 20 years, as he was employed with the Register Guard. And he also was active in affordable housing and senior issues in Lane County. And Representative Holtby just wanted to make sure that we honored his life and service today, and we definitely urge you to pass today House Concurrent Resolution 102, and to also pass the Dash 1 amendments expressing gratitude for his service and contributions, rather than having sympathy. We wanted to make sure that we express gratitude for his service rather than sympathy, because it addressed condolences later in the measure for the family. So I'd be happy to answer any questions about, if you have any more questions about his service. I know Representative Holtby was very close to Mr. Swetland and his family, and I am here in place knowing a little less than the representative, but trying my best to go over the list of the many things that Mr. Swetland brought to Lane County and to the state.
Thank you very much for your comments, and I didn't have the privilege of knowing him, but I see that he did a lot of the same things that many people in the labor movement did, serving on the AFL-CIO Executive Board and the local labor council, and also that he was in the Army Air Corps during World War II, before it was called the Air Force. That was what it was called for people that flew.
So yeah, so he's...
We have lots of stories to tell about that, too.
Yeah, he appears to be, you know, the quintessential member of the greatest generation, you know, labor and service in World War II. And I definitely know that Representative Holtby was definitely close to him in his involvement with the Lane County Labor Council. And definitely urge to pass this bill.
Great. Thank you very much for your comments. Thanks for being here. And are there any questions? No. Thank you. And representatives, we are in a work session. We do have an amendment. Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendment to House Concurrent Resolution 102 be adopted.
Representative Buckley moves the Dash 1 amendment to HCR 102. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move House Concurrent Resolution 102 as amended be sent to the floor with a do adopt recommendation.
Representative Buckley moves HCR 102 as amended to the floor with a do adopt recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And we will ask Representative Holtby to carry this on the floor. And I will close the public hearing and work session on HCR 102. And members, in record time, I believe we have completed our work for this morning. We will not be having a meeting tomorrow. For sure, I am fairly confident we also are not having a meeting on Monday. And we will be posting an agenda for Tuesday, and we'll let you know what that is. Yes, Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to note for the committee that even though this is only the first week of the February session, I already feel it's time for us to look towards ending it. I had a dream last night that Vice Chair Berger came to me and told me an initiative that I had been backing had failed by 5 million votes. I tried to get her explaining how could it lose by 5 million votes in the state of Oregon, and all she would say was, "I'm sorry, Peter. I'm sorry." So it's time for us to be looking towards the end.
Well, Representative, that one right.
I hope that when we have our informational hearing on the initiative process, that you'll tell that story again. This is all sorts of questions.
I might also note, Madam Chair, that it may not say something about all of us. It may just say something about you, Representative Buckley.
Great. Thank you, Representative. Okay. Any other comments, dreams, nightmares?
Nightmares, whatever.
Okay. Well, with nothing further to come before us, committee is adjourned.